brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live now into the third hour of the fourth hour coming up as well. We're not just doing the radio show right now. In the last 2 hours every day, we simulcast live at PrisonPlanet.tv, the full studio with the documents, the video clips, putting the articles up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Finishing up with Glenn Spencer of American Border Patrol, who is one of the most prominent and tireless, focused people exposing the crisis with our third world nation that is bordering our south, that is now falling apart in on itself with just carnage and murder and mayhem, and now mass kidnappings. There have been a lot of cases where drug smugglers will take 40-plus people, kidnap them out of Arizona or Texas. The police have to raid it and get killed. I mean, it's getting bad. And now the State Department's admitting there's kidnappings all over the U.S. of Americans down to Mexico. They're not just kidnapping Americans when they go to Mexico. The police and sucking money out of the family. Then in a minute or two, we're going to go to Sheriff Richard Mack for the next 30 minutes. Then we have a state representative joining us with all these states. It's now 10. And as you heard Jack McClam earlier, 20 more moving to declare sovereignty against the feds and all their globalist orders. But finishing up with that in your website, Glenn Spencer.
Well, yeah, you know, we were talking about the fact that we have major crimes in our cities that are being committed by these drug gangs. Here is the AP report. U.S. authorities are reporting a spike in killings, kidnappings, and home invasions connected to Mexico's murderous cartels right in our cities. Now, we got 40% of the population of the prisons of California are in one way or another linked to illegal immigration. Now, they're going to let, I mean, this. They're saying you've got to let go 40% of the population. You have illegal aliens convicted of serious crimes during this unrest in California. They're going to release 60,000 of these people into the community,
which will then cause huge crime rates to even spike more. Then the feds bring in more federalization of police and funding to control the general population.
Absolutely.
So they know exactly what they're doing. Lynn Spencer, I want to get you back on the next few weeks for part two of this interview. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Fire out the websites.
AmericanPatrol.com. AmericanPatrol.com. I got 151 people online right now.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, folks, for the next 30 minutes, we're joined by Sheriff Richard Mack. For those that don't know who he is, former sheriff in Graham County, Arizona, and longtime crusader for freedom and individual rights. Right now, it is vital that they restore the Constitution and supreme law of the land. The greatest threat we face today is not terrorists. It is our own federal government. If America is conquered or ruined, it will be from within, not a foreign enemy. That's his quote. And you can go to his website, sheriffmack.com. He, of course, brought up a case to the Supreme Court for the Second Amendment on 10th Amendment grounds, states' rights, and won. And we are very, very thankful to have him on with his perspective. As everything we talked about now has come true, world government upon us. We're about to break, but I want to introduce you now. Sheriff Mack, great to have you on with us.
Well, Alex, it's so good to be back with you. It's been a while, and I've been following what you've been doing, and I really thank you for having me back on with you. It's a great pleasure.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Every major newspaper is announcing world government's the answer to the economic crisis, world government run by the very same central banks that are now engineering the crisis.
Well, it is. And just like you're talking about the immigration problem, the global governance problem, where can we go? Where can we go for help? Washington, D.C., your senator, your congressman, all that's a joke.
Richard Mack, our guest, will be back after this short 3-minute break and break down the State of the Union according to this great patriot and his advice to police and military out there who are being asked more and more to violate the Bill of Rights of the Constitution and aid the foreign banksters in their takeover of our once great republic. Stay with us.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live with Sheriff Richard Mack. We have more lawmen like him in this country, more defenders of liberty, more servants. Three servants is how great work is done. True heroes, then we wouldn't be in the situation we're in today. Sheriff Richard Mack, in the time we've got, I want to have you back up soon for a full hour. Going back to what I first said, I want you to speak to this. I mean, they're in the Time magazine saying we're all socialists now. They're in Newsweek saying it. Time magazine has the headline, New World Order. They say a new global bank to run the United States, to control the entire world that we pay taxes to. This is what we always said the international bankers were planning because their own documents said it. Why are they now coming right out in the open with this? Why are they pushing this? And what does this mean to you that they're finally not lying about it anymore? You know, the FBI training manual will say you're a terrorist if you talk about a new world order and it doesn't exist. Now they're admitting it exists but saying it's good.
Well, I've written about Time magazine has talked about the New World Order quite a bit. I did an article about, I think it was an issue of 1995 where Time magazine said, had an article, Who Should Keep the Keys? And it talked about Henry Kissinger saying that we need to compromise American idealism in order to fit into today's global society. This isn't that new, and you and I both know that. But I think now is the time for them to make their play. They're obviously not hiding it anymore. They've got New World Order boys in there that have been pushing this, you know, ever since, the first George Bush, obviously, was pushing for this. He talked about the New World Order all the time. Bill Clinton talked about the New World Order all the time. George Jr. has, didn't say the words as nearly as much as his dad did, but, he was certainly pushing for this. They're giving all our money to the banksters. The banksters own America. The banks, own our currency. And that's why people like you and I have said all along that you better have gold and silver and food storage, and you better be able to protect yourselves and your family. And so along with your food storage, you need guns and ammo. These things we've been preaching since we've been on the air and since we've been involved in the freedom movement, myself for the last 15 years, maybe a little bit longer. Why they're being so blatant about it right now, I don't know, but the monster is knocking on the door, and we better be ready for it. And there's nobody protecting us in Washington, D.C. Ron Paul would probably be the only one, but he's basically ineffective because he's all by himself. You know, just like I said before the break, if you think you're going to call your congressman, I get all these emails all the time, call your congressman, call your senator, and ask him not to do this bill or whatever. Those are all jokes, Alex. I do not waste my time trying to call my congressman or senator anymore. Those guys are bought and paid for. They're going to do what they're going to do. They do not care about you. They do not care about their constituents. And there is one person who I believe can stop this new world order. His name is your county sheriff, and that's why I've written the new book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. It details the documentation. There is no question that your sheriff has the responsibility to protect you from tyranny.
And that's why
international bankers, whatever. Yes, go ahead.
That's why the feds have been moving, and in many states, to abolish the sheriff or make it be appointed by the city, when it's the county chartered by the state, and he is the elected, most powerful elected representative in the county. Literally, he can, you know, call up a posse, the local draft. It's totally constitutional. Instead, they've tried to shut down the sheriff, demonize it, or run feds and New World Order people for the position. So they've been attacking it from every angle, weakening it, getting rid of it, making it appointed, not elected. I think
You're right. They've already done away with the sheriff in Connecticut. And you were talking about the immigration problem, not the immigration problem, but the illegal immigration problem. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who has endorsed my book, by the way, he's on the back of the book. He believes in all of this about the autonomy of the sheriff. Look what he has done. He has been, I guess, the only sheriff in this country to round up illegals and arrest them and take them and put them in jail. And he's having the feds come and get them as soon as they can and say, look, I'm doing your job here. Come and get them and send them back. This is an amazing example of your sheriff. Have you noticed that nobody can get in his way? He even had the city of Mesa, where he was doing some raids there, and he actually went into the city of Mesa building and arrested some illegal aliens in the city complex. And the chief of police got real mad and was spouting off on the news about Sheriff Arpaio should be coordinating such an effort with him. And then they interview Arpaio, of course, and you know what he said. The last time I looked, Mesa is within the jurisdiction of Maricopa County. He says, I don't have to ask anybody's permission. And that's the point I make in the book. Your sheriff is not a bureaucrat. He does not answer to anyone except the people. And he's bound by oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And therefore, he can protect you from the IRS. He can protect you and your money, your property, your welfare, your children. He is the only answer left. The county sheriff, America's last hope. That's
well, I mean, I think at the county level, but there's also juries, grand juries, that form of voting for the people is another hope. And we now have 10 states and 20 others now saying they may sign on to declare sovereignty. And in the bills that I've been reading the last few days on air, we've had some state reps on, states we will not have martial law. We will not have gun confiscation. We will not have forced compulsory service.
Sure.
And they list what the feds are doing. And so The state is the answer, and enshrined in that, the smallest unit of that is the sheriff.
Right.
And you're right. I've seen cases all over the country where they're trying to come repossess people's homes,
right.
And the sheriff's saying no. So that's why they tried to move to block the sheriff and basically federalize the states, because originally, in how our country's set up, it is the state that is the true unit of power.
It is, and you know, and the county even more powerful than that, I do believe. And in the book, you'll see the documentation from my lawsuit that you mentioned when you introduced me. The lawsuit is key to all of this, because it establishes the constitutional premise for the sheriff to have this power, and it's backed up by a recent Supreme Court ruling, which came out in June of 1997. This has not been rescinded. It's law, and Justice Scalia details quite clearly that the federal government has no power over the county or the county sheriff or the state employees.
Instead, though, under Obama, they're trying to federalize everything. They're building FEMA camps where the local
right.
sheriff offices out of it, with the military, with the police, and with clergy response teams. Can you speak to that?
Well, yes. You know, those are happening, it appears. I haven't seen any here in Arizona yet, but it doesn't matter where they're going up. If they're going up one place, they're going to be going up in others. I've maintained, even when I was sheriff, and I maintain even now, that the sheriff can tell FEMA to stay out of his county. We can make our own preparations. And the typical example of this is the failure of the federal government, especially during Hurricane Katrina, to really help people. And people have their hands out and expect the federal government to come take care of you. Don't expect it. Don't count on it. And don't even want it.
Well, FEMA,
you need to make your own preparations at the county level, and just do your own. Look what they did also at Katrina. They started taking everybody's guns away from them.
So that's what I was going to say is
self-defense.
Finally, the parish sheriff, not a county, a parish there, had to go stop FEMA from cutting the police communication lines because
yeah.
they wanted total federal control.
Of course, and they're going to, and if we continue to allow it, and if we have sheriffs who aren't aware of their duty, then this is going to continue to happen. I mean, you can look at the problems that happened when sheriffs relinquished at Ruby Ridge, at Waco, at New Hampshire with the Elaine, what was her last name?
Edna Elaine Brown.
Yeah, exactly, the Brown family. I mean, every place where the sheriff, and I think these were good sheriffs and good people there, they just are ignorant of the power and authority they have. The federal government has no jurisdiction in your county to be doing these things unless you, as the sheriff, allow it. And yes, you can go along, but to do so means you're throwing your constituents to the dogs. And this needs to be turned around, and I do believe that this book will offer the proper documentation and proof positive that the sheriff is the ultimate authority, and we need to educate him about that. I believe if we put the right information in front of the sheriffs in this country, we'll have them convinced. Can you imagine you can get freedom back and kick out the New World Order all at the same time by getting your sheriff on board? Look,
well,
there's only 3,000 sheriffs in this country. And if we could get 300 or 400 of them on board, just get 10% on board, the rest of it will snowball, or you could move to where one of them, who actually is a constitutional sheriff.
And this idea is spreading thanks to you and others, rediscovering liberty in our true system of government. A microcosm is studying the Western expansion, the robber barons, the oil companies, the coal companies, the railroads.
Yes.
They would come in and buy off a sheriff and use him to let the Pinkerton and others go in and slaughter people and kick them off their land. But in more cases than not, it was the people's sheriff that would fight off the bankers. So we've gone through this before.
Yes, we have. And, you know, I really feel that the time is ripe because of the hopelessness that people felt during especially this last campaign. The presidential election, I think, left so many people with a bad taste in their mouth of hopelessness. And right now, I'm given a message that there is hope, and it is your county sheriff.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with Sheriff Richard Mack straight ahead after this quick break and his new book. We'll talk about that as well.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None were level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
Sheriff Richard Mack is our
our guests with us till 40 after. Then we're going to get into financial news. Have a state rep coming on, this time from Missouri, fighting the New World Order. Look, anytime good people disengage from government, tyranny comes in and fills the vacuum. 99% of countries and nations have been tyrannical. And that's really the bottom line. You will have everything you've got stolen. You really think you could just give the bankers your pension funds and your 401ks and they wouldn't run a scam to steal it? That's what this police state's about, is total control. Sheriff Richard Mack, I think it's important, the time we have left with you, for you to reach out to the police, not just the sheriff's departments, and explain to them how they've been manipulated, how they're being turned to the dark side. Perhaps you should briefly talk about your awakening.
Well, it is. It is, and this book is directed towards everyone. And my first book, the prequel to this one, is The Proper Role of Law Enforcement. And it is intended for all police officers, that, so they will become peace officers in this country. And yes, quite frankly, the police departments across this country, whether sheriff's offices or police departments, have been brought into this mode of and been inculcated, if not brainwashed, into believing that all laws must be enforced. And that no matter what it comes down from the pike, from Washington, D.C., or from the state capitol, must be enforced. But that really, and the book talks about that very issue, that lack of principle behind that, because that's actually, as Thomas Jefferson called it, laws were nothing more but tools of the tyrant. And that's what laws have become today. And so all this photo radar crap, and the multi-billion-dollar industry of wholesale distribution of traffic tickets, especially radar tickets. You can go on and on. The drug war. The drug war is something else I have preached against for the last 10 years. I'm one of the speakers for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Prohibition does not work unless you're promoting a police state and big brother government.
And more drugs, because then there's so much profit, and every case of prohibition, it increases.
Of course. I mean, let's be real. Prohibition doesn't work. Abraham Lincoln said prohibition is an insane law and an insane practice and makes crimes out of things that were never crimes at all. And prohibition isn't anything new. I mean, it goes way, way back. In fact, back during the Scottish Rebellion against the King of England, during Braveheart, you can even see in that movie of Braveheart where the King of England outlawed bagpipe music because it promoted patriotism and feelings of wanting to be free. And so, prohibition is nothing new. And now, isn't it insane that we have hemp illegal when we could use hemp to restore the economy of this country and make oil and fuel and all sorts of things that we could get from this hemp plant?
But and let's be clear, almost all the hemp varieties don't have THC.
No, they don't.
Better than cotton, better for rope, better, yeah. But it's banned.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't even care if they have THC in it, too. Who cares? But it doesn't. And hemp has been used in our country way back. You know, the Declaration of Independence was written on it. So was the Constitution. But it's absurd what our government does and then turns right around and lies to us and says stuff like, but there's no earmarks in this bill. It's amazing that people, we have so many Kool-Aid drinkers in this country, and I'm afraid that the police have been part of the Kool-Aid drinkers, and we've got to stand up and recognize our oath of office. And the book points out and starts with this principle that James Madison said that states, as you and I were talking earlier, states and counties are supposed to erect barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. Well, that's what this is about. And if we could depend on the 600 some odd thousand peace officers in this country to keep their oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution instead of being redcoats for the central government and sometimes for the state, we could get our country back. The people of this country could have their freedom back tomorrow.
Sheriff Richard Mack, stay there. Final segment with you coming up. And if police and military people don't like hearing this from Sheriff Richard Mack, you don't like the United States. Because this is what this country was founded on. And it was set up to stop a powerful central government because they always are bad, they always go bad, and they always hurt the people big time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start pre-sales of the Obama deception today. I'll be done with the film in a few weeks, so it'll be mass-produced and ship out on March 15th. It'll also be at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. We're getting amazing response. People are freaking out wanting it. This doesn't attack him for the Kenya stuff or is he really a proper U.S. citizen and all that. We're not saying that that's not an issue. It's just we're not getting into that. We're getting into who he's appointing, what he's doing, his history, the gun control, the open borders, the FEMA camps, how he's controlled by the very Wall Street group that engineered the implosion by design. This film is dynamic. This film is dynamic. I was up here again till midnight last night. I'm working on this tirelessly with my team. The Obama Deception, the obamadeception.net is the website. And it's now up on the shopping cart. We haven't linked to it on the main page of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com yet. Why should you pre-order? Well, when you pre-order, the orders come in a stack, and the first person to order is the first person to have it shipped to them by UPS. And it's vital. That's why I usually make a film in 6 months. I'm making this one in like 3 because I have been racing and racing and racing. But it's just as much quality or more than my other films. We're getting better and better at this. And it's just an unbelievable film. It's obviously dangerous for us to do this. They come after everybody that fights them. But we're telling it like it is. He's a front man for the New World Order. So the Obama Deception is on sale right now at Infowars.com. We've got to get to the toll-free line. They're ready to take orders. In fact, let's call them and get that set up. the Obama deception, 1995. I want you to make unlimited copies of this and give it out to everybody you know. Going back to Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff, there was a story in the San Antonio Express News 2 days ago, and I see these every couple days and don't even cover them. I don't like bashing police. I know in psychology it actually makes them get more into a gang mentality group. I know that most beat cops are good people, good men and women, but I know that these boss hog towns and a lot of these big cities are criminal. I've seen it. And it just talked about all over Texas. Just county after county, they just pull you over and take your watch, take your wallet, under asset forfeiture, no drugs, no nothing found illegal. They rob old ladies. It's all in the news. I mean, it's not just bad cops or bad corrupt systems or violating the Bill of Rights Constitution. We're seeing what happens in Mexico and most other nations. They are just going completely criminal, and they're now recruiting more and more criminals into the police force, the military. We've got to turn this around now, or the whole society will collapse like Mexico.
Well, we do, and we all have a responsibility with this. We're off track in our country. We've forgotten our roots. We have gotten off our constitutional basics. We don't teach fundamentals in the police academies. They do hire people that should not be in there. And I'm grateful, too, just as you said, that these are the exceptions and not the norm. But it's happening too much. And we need people to be vigilant. And, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And we've got to get a handle on all of this. In my first book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, it addresses that issue, and it addresses how I was converted to the Constitution. And I wasn't born a constitutional cop. It came from looking at my oath of office one day that I swore to uphold and defend the Constitution, but I had never read it, so I started reading it. And I believe that when these fundamental documents come to life, for our police officers and peace officers and sheriffs in this country, that they will have the same conversion. I believe, just as you said, that most of these men and women are good people, but they have to be given proper and good information, or they're never going to change. I believe this change is possible, and in my book it addresses that. Like I told you, it documents a large portion of my case that was endorsed by the Supreme Court. And it's a landmark decision, and it needs to be used. And James Madison is quoted again, talking about states standing up and counties standing up against the federal government. And it says, hence, a double security arises to the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other at the same time that each will be controlled by itself. That's a quote from Madison, which is in the decision.
Yeah, each binding down the others to the Constitution.
Correct. And so now, this is the only place in the book that it does this. So it says, to the reader, so who is charged with safeguarding the people from the federal government when it refuses to control itself? And then in parentheses it says, please write the answer in the space provided. And there's an empty line right there for the reader to put that in there. And you want your sheriff to realize the answer. And there could be several answers. It could be the sheriff. It could be the answer is we are, or the sheriff, or I am.
And that goes into the grand juries, the juries, how they've been made these kept, enslaved, in the dark creatures who are told how to rule and told what to do, when the founders in history and the Magna Carta states, even before that, 1215 in England, that it is the jury that judges the law and the case, and if they think a law is unconstitutional or it's tyranny, or they don't, because back then they knew not to trust the police and the government, that they were even above the king, and our ancestors fought incredible wars to get this basic right, and that's what everything is based on, and now they're abolishing the Magna Carta in England, and crowing and trumpeting they've done this. So, bottom line, if you don't stand up, you will be run over.
Correct. Overall question, and it asks the question specifically, to your sheriff, to your favorite peace officer, will you stand against tyranny? Well, there's only two answers. Yes, I will, or no, I won't. If he won't, especially after you give him this information, then you've got to get rid of him, or you've got to move somewhere else. The second one is, yes, I will, then you convince him and show him when and where he should do that. And
all right,
yes,
the book covers
that. We have got to stand behind the sheriff on this.
Final question for you. you know, my life, I was a happy person, but I, you know, there was this emptiness. And when I studied history and studied what was happening, my life is so fulfilled, so dynamic. It is what you're meant to do. Men are meant to guard their hut, guard their village, guard their county. This is what humans do. I mean, it's the natural law that you become usurped or killed or enslaved if you don't stand up and aren't strong, and if you don't have justice, and that justice is what creates milk and honey and wonderful societies. How has your life changed since you were a constitutional police officer and then a constitutional sheriff, and the fights you've led and the victories you've had? Most of the time when we fight back, we have victories. That's the big secret.
Yeah.
And I just feel sorry for those that are involved in tyranny and rationalize it, because they don't know that it isn't money or treasure or anything that life is about. It is literally about being a servant and being a protector and being a guardian, and that all of us, whether we're a police officer or a sheriff's deputy or a firefighter or a military person or a shopkeeper, we are all guardians, and that we have a job in life to be involved to fight evil, because evil is always in our society. So what has that journey been like for you?
Well, the first thing that I thought of when you said that, and I've even asked that question before, it's been a real roller coaster ride. It has been lots of ups, lots of downs, very exciting. Thrills, thought I was going to die a few times, but my wife has hung with me, and my kids have also, and I've got a good family, and it's brought us all fulfillment, and I've got the respect of my kids because they know that I stood for what I believed in, even though it didn't bring us any money. In fact, it did quite the opposite of that, but this has never been about money. It's been about one thing and one thing only, and that is standing and fighting for what I truly believe in. And this is what it has accomplished personally, is I really feel that I've been able to make a little difference. And the good Lord put me on earth to make a difference. I believe that He's called me to this work, and I'm not going to turn my back on it. I'm not going to stop. I'm only 56 years old. I've got plenty of time left to stand and fight for this holy cause. Just as Patrick Henry called it, the holy cause of liberty. We cannot give up. Friends and neighbors and everybody listening to this, do not give up. I've got speaking engagements with about this very thing in Texas, where people are inviting their sheriffs and favorite cops and deputies. I've got another one lined up in Ohio. I want to be doing this every weekend, so get on the website, sheriffmack.com. I'm going to try to put my schedule on there so you know. But anyway, give me an email, sheriffmack@hotmail.com. It's on my website. Give me a call. Drop me a line, and let's make this movement. This movement can stop the New World Order. But we have got to get this information out. Get the book for yourself. Get one for your favorite cop, and definitely get one for your sheriff. And let's get this thing rolling.
All right, Sheriff Mack, I would just say this. It isn't just physical courage. All the psychological studies show it's moral courage to admit you've been manipulated, to admit you've been indoctrinated and inculcated. We're not even asking people to think the way we do. Just look at history. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're involved in, whether you're a business person or a police officer, whatever it is, and ask if this country's going in the right direction, and ask what you're doing. And all you silly yuppies that giggle and smirk and laugh about all this stuff, I told you the bankers were going to take everything you had because we had their own IMF World Bank documents. You know, this isn't a game. These guys aren't playing patty cake.
No.
The people running this New World Order killed 200 plus million people last century, okay? So we don't stand up and fight these creatures, you know, just for fun. We do this because we know that there's no other choice. And it is the best feeling and the most fulfilling thing in the world to just gut up, get past the fear, then you won't have it anymore. Once you go through fear, it's gone. And it is animating, the animating contest of liberty. You aren't living. Bungee jumping, you're not going to find this exhilaration. Partying, having sex, doing drugs, getting drunk. None of that is going to fulfill you. Being rich, being powerful, nothing is going to fulfill you like helping others and knowing what's going on in the world and not being a sucker and a chump. And we just really want to salute you, Sheriff Richard Mack, and we'll talk to you in the near future.
Thanks a lot, Alex, and God bless you, and thanks again for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Absolutely. You know, I think about how they could set me up, imprison me, how evil the feds are, how evil most of the states are now, and I'm not even worried about it. I worry about my little sweet, dear, darling, angelic children, but, you know, if something bad happens to them, that's the New World Order. That's not me.
I put it in God's hands because they have no future and other children have no future if we don't stand up. If we give in to the fear, they win. If we fight, they lose. All you have to do is put yourself in motion. All you have to do is make the commitment to fight tyranny. In small ways, it will grow into great things. Victory is ours. Resistance is victory. Now, that said, we need your financial support here. And the ways we ask for financial support are buying the books and videos, making all the copies you want, getting PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, all of that, because people say, Alex, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to expand, you need to take action in all these ways. And a lot of times I'd say, you know, what are you telling me to do more? But you know what? I'm taking the challenge. I am doing more. But if you ask me to do more, you have to support more. And the number one thing is telling your email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community about AM and FM stations we're on in your area, shortwave, internet, satellite, the free podcast. That's how this show grows. Are you doing that? I mean, it's one thing to almost take action. It's another thing to take action. That's the biggest thing. I think the show's the most effective, the best guests, the best info. We bring all these great activists that have had success at the state level, federal level. He's won at the Supreme Court, held back a lot of gun grabbing. And it's all because you, the core listeners, have supported these other people. We bring on here as a larger platform, but we need the platform itself to grow so that we can launch others. This literally, we're like a Cape Canaveral rocket base, and we are launching, you know, ICBMs at the enemy. And we are trying to produce more info weapons and more powerful weapons to blow holes in the enemy. And we are going straight into the enemy. We are committed. We are focused. Now, I bring Ted Anderson up a couple times a week now because gold was $280 an ounce when I first started plugging it. Now it's gone up, you know, to 930, 940, 950 today. I haven't looked in the last few minutes. It's up at 940-something, 930-something, and rising. And Ted doesn't really even make money doing this. He buys the gold and silver when it's low, and he sells it when it's low, and he sells it when it's high. And he is at the very tail end of a purchase he made 3 weeks ago when gold was at 830. And Ted is the owner of this Genesis Network. By the way, Ted, I've been so busy, I keep forgetting. Have you gotten my new Star Guide feed yet?
Ted, I'm working on that right now. We just sent the equipment up to ABC so we can get that going.
Yeah, leasing that feed.
Yeah, yeah. It takes. We've got a T1 connection there, but we have to break it up with an Adtran modem type unit that can do that, and then we put the codecs up there in order to transcode and get your voice back over.
Well, I mean, that's an example of what I'm saying. I'm on one ABC feed, but we're going to go this radio show 24 hours a day, except for Jason Burmes, on our own system with Ted, and it's Ted stepping up to pay the $5,000 a month. And the feds, a side issue, I want to bring this up now, Tim, we'll hold you over the next segment. The feds put out this line, we know they're feds, that we're owned by ABC and owned by the Saudi Arabians, and that this is the kind of lies they do, and that we're on ABC. Yes, you go out and you lease a Clear Channel, an ABC receiver, or a Jones receiver. Those are the three, and radio station owners are laughing, and so are managers. They know. That's the piece of equipment. Like you contract for an ISDN line, you get it from AT&T. We're not owned by AT&T. But that shows how the feds operate right there going, oh, look, they're owned by ABC. No, any of you can call ABC and lease your own feed. And the reason we go with ABC is they don't restrict the feed. You can lease one from Clear Channel, but they won't let the stations have the encoders to get you off unless you're a Clear Channel show. And it's just so sick how I think of the fact we're trying to get another satellite for the stations out there to deliver my show 24 hours a day so they can air it more. And then the enemy gets upset by that and lies to people and says that we're ABC. Can you explain that to folks, Ted?
Well, yeah. I mean, as simple as this. I mean, it's the delivery mechanism that's used by all the radio shows out there in the marketplace. You're right about that. I did lease from Clear Channel for a little while. And unless if you're a premier group radio show like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or some of these others that they produce, they won't open up their receiver.
And they didn't tell you that when they leased it to you.
Oh, no. I mean, I had to get out of a 5-year contract, and I had to buy my way out of it. It was crazy. ABC just happens to open it up. Anybody that's picking up Paul Harvey or ABC News has a receiver that can pick up the Alex Jones show. And if you want to syndicate in the marketplace, if you want to make any kind of a dent in the terrestrial market, meaning licensed AM and FM stations out there, you have to have an ABC Star Guide 3 feed, which is now developing into this new XDS receiver.
But whole point is this: we're doing a talk radio show, and you know I have a Neumann mic, German. I'm not owned by the Neumann Corporation. I have a Toshiba TV in front of me as a monitor. I'm not owned by Toshiba. And I'm just saying, listeners, this is what the feds do, and it makes me angry, not that they're putting the lies out, but that people are so gullible. Like, there's a porno magazine called Genesis. They claim we're owned by the porno magazine, when there's hundreds of companies called Genesis. Another writer put out a lie because there was some Genesis thing with some Saudi Arabian. You know, I think you ought to post on the site your charter, your corporate charter, that it's a Ted Anderson company. I'm tired of the feds running black ops and people believing it, Ted.
Yeah, and there's a lot of funny information out there.
I think you ought to just sue one of those people just to teach people a lesson.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, I know you sue people. You need to go ahead and just sue them.
Well,
I'm tired of them getting, we need to get aggressive and start hammering people and call them in court and go, now listen, you bastard liar. You tell the judge what's going on.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
While you were sleeping.
Ladies and gentlemen. You know, Ted, I didn't mean to get sidetracked. I just got into radio stuff with you here on air. We've been so busy, I hadn't talked to you about that. Jason Burmese's show starts 9 to midnight Central, March 1st, a couple Thursdays from now. And I just know what a good guy you are and how hard you work, everything you've done, and the feds' little lies about you really make me mad. I think I ought to look at suing one or two of these people. Just, you know, there'll be a court record of their lies and get a judgment against them. But that's a side issue. I'm glad you're going to get us another satellite feed. Good job, Ted. Let's get into the goal here in the 4 minutes that we have got left here today. You are at the very tail end. And, folks, he told you this one was at 700, and that ran out. And then it was 800, and then 830. It's about to run out. He was able, at that original price, to get some more sovereigns, British sovereigns, and francs. Where is gold right now, Ted?
Gold today has seen 948.80. It's down by just about $2. It's up 27 bucks. It's at 944.10. I did some math on the British sovereigns. Currently, right now, they're at 288 when I buy them. Right now, I'm carrying them for 265. There, four of them put together make an ounce, so I took the difference of $23 from where they would be today to what I'm offering them for, and it comes out to be $92 per ounce. I also have the French franc. I did the math on that one as well. They are up $19 from where I'm carrying them right now. They're at 235. I've got them at 217. You multiply that by five because it's a fifth of an ounce, $95 above and beyond where they're trading at right now per ounce. That's the difference. I mean, the silver market right now is even higher. Silver currently right now today is at 1372. I have the silver dollars, or not the silver dollars, wish I had them. I have the Walking Liberty halves and the dimes from back when down at $9 an ounce when silver was down there. The same price as the dimes currently right now are at $1,590 per $100 face value. Or $1.59.
It's safe to say this is the best deal you've ever offered.
Well, Alex, I haven't ever offered it for this, not like this before. And I talked to Mona, my buddy.
This is priced in $114 less than the market is right now, when most places don't even have gold or silver, and when they do, they put huge premiums over it. This is an insane deal. How long are you offering it?
Well, Alex, I can't offer this past midnight tonight. There's no way. Unless if I can have a huge drop in gold, it ain't going
to
happen. I mean, I'm watching. I mean, the argument that's going on in Washington, D.C. about this stimulus package, and then right behind that, the Secretary of Treasury asking for like $3 trillion to bail out the banks again.
And last time, $700 billion turned into $8.5 trillion.
Right.
Bloomberg reports the bailout's now at $9.7 trillion. That's the newest number. So $3 trillion would be three times that if they always left. So we're talking about $30 trillion. These numbers don't, it's insane. Protect yourselves now. They're hyperinflating the currency. There's no doubt of that. Give the brokers a call on the francs, on the sovereigns, and on the half dollars and the dimes in silver. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And that's good through midnight, February 11th. That's a nice birthday present from me to everybody. Today's my birthday, Ted.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday. I forgot about that.
I'm getting to be an old man now. I'm 35.
Yeah, well, you're getting to be an old man, all right. Well,
anyway, a lot of miles on there.
Oh well, I tell you what, every year goes by, and the amount of people that are listening to this show and how it grows, I can't tell you, Alex. I am so appreciative of what you've done, not only for the Genesis.
No, I'm appreciative of the listeners spreading the word.
Yeah.
So where is silver right now?
Silver currently right now $13, and
you're selling it at the $9 level.
Yeah.
What's you priced in at $9? 800-686-2237. And you're pricing gold at $114 less than the market is.
Yeah, right now at this time, you can't beat that. I know that my competition is shuddering. The other thing, too, is I have a lot of other coins that are due for a price increase starting tonight, too. So if you're interested in something
this
else.
This is it, 800-686-2237. Stay with us. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.